Radio Islam International. We talk now about developing hidden talents in children. And our guest is Junaid Bayat. He is a passionate author, a public speaker, trainee, performance coach. He lives in Durban. And he focuses on this because research highlights that nearly 5% of kids have special talents from their very childhood. Some recognize those talents at a very tender age, while others struggle to figure out that particular thing they are superior at, which gives them infinite satisfaction and adventure. Junaid, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah for having me on.
So hidden talents in kids, is it there, we just need to discover it, or can we actually develop it?
Well, actually, it's there, and where we can find, the facts for this is there's a book that was written by three major organizations. One was Harvard University, the other was Stanford University, and NASA. They wrote a book called Breakpoint and Beyond, where they tested 1,500 little kids aged 3 to 5 years old to see how many of these kids have creative genius in them and genius capability, meaning, you know, additional skills and talents. And what they found, Marana, was very interesting, that 98% of children at age 3 to 5 years old had genius capability in them. So this test, NASA came to this conclusion with Harvard University that every single person are born with certain skill sets, certain talents. It's just that it's never explored or never nurtured, because the test was not a once-off. They tested the same kids for a period of 20 years. And what we find in the test was that every 5 years when they retested these people, slowly and slowly they kept losing the genius capability and the talents and skills that they were born with. So the research and the science is telling us, yes, these, most of the time, most people have the talent, they have the gift, they have the skills, they have the genius capability, but it fades off as time goes by, because nobody nurtures it, or nobody, are able to take these kids that are gifted and talented and tell them, listen, this is how things are, this is how you should manage this talent. So eventually, after 15 or 20 years, they lose the talent and the skills that they have.
So how would you advise parents? How should they go about identifying the special talents and nurturing the special talents in their children?
Well, I always say every parent must have a plan for a child, a growth plan, a development plan. And what you got to do is, especially little kids, babies, when they're like 1, 2 years old, you start noticing that this child can speak well. So once you start noticing, you got to keep making a list of what strengths, talents, skills, and passion a child has. I always say you need to document these things and write these things down. So as time goes by, we know, this child is very good in, let's just say, for example, in art, or he's very creative. Then you need to push him in that field. Marana, when I schooled in grade 7 in Canada, 1988, and one of the interesting things that I had experienced in that year of learning in Toronto was that at grade 7 level, whatever they saw you good at, right, for one day in a month, they pushed you in that field. For example, this was very strange because I only thought about it years later. I was good at that time, even though it was the 80s, when computers just came out, 1988, I was good in the technology field. So school pushed me into that field, right? So what the teacher does, your form teacher, one day in the week they spend with you, one day in the month they spend with you in your talent, in what you're good at.
Right.
And the whole day is spent only pushing you in that. If you were good, like in medicine, in that kind of field, science, they push you in that. And imagine, look, strangely, I came back to South Africa the next year. I finished school, high school. And when I finished high school, the first thing I went into was in technology. I worked for Transnet with technology. So that was indirectly, where they helped nurture a passion and a skill that I had in technology. And alhamdulillah, I was very good at it, So it's a matter of keeping track of what your child is good at. Nowadays, you see, there's a very reactive approach to children. As things come by, we do it. We're not taking a proactive approach where you look at, this child is very good. And nowadays also with sports, you get a child who's good in a certain sport, they can take up that sport full time and get paid, you know. So even that is a talent. So we need to start documenting and keeping track of what our kids are really good at.
What are some of the mistakes that parents sometimes make when it comes to this aspect?
Okay, I'll tell you one of the biggest mistakes that I find, especially, you know, with little kids, I'd say up to the age of 12, 13, a child is damn good. Like, for example, in school, he's very good. He gets 80s and 90s all the time. Now, the parents, what they do is they tend to want to give the child more work to do. Do more worksheets. So they download more worksheets. They want to put them. And in the child's mind, because I've actually interviewed about 12 children like this. And what happens is they tell me, you know, I'm so good at this. I don't know why my mother is giving me more of this. So the biggest trap is parents not knowing how to manage the talent or the skill that they find in a child. So they do the wrong thing and they think like, no, the child is good in math. Let's give them more math. But the child is going in their head, but I'm so good at this. I don't need to do this. Why is my mother like torturing me to do this? And so the biggest mistake is not being able to manage the talent. You know, Marana, to give you a personal story, when I was in school, back in the day, we had, you know, double promotion. You remember? You know, we skipped grades. And by the time in primary school, I had double promotion twice. And by the time I came to high school, I was very good in learning. So I used to learn ahead. And nobody took the time to see, like for example, I finished mathematics in school by the time I was in standard 8, which was grade 10. I finished whole of high school math. So when I would tell my teachers, teach me something else because I know this, they would go, no, you got to stay with the class. Just be with everybody else. And then I started fiddling and stuff. So what happened was nobody was there to say, hey, this guy is good in math. Let's harness this capability, this talent he has, and let's push him into something. I was just left. So this is one of the biggest things is nobody knows, or especially parents, don't know how to manage a gifted or a talented or a skilled child. That's the biggest mistake they fall in.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get the right people to manage them. And, you know, alhamdulillah, you know, I've coached, I think, over probably about 24 people that are Olympians. Now, when they're competing at the highest level in the world, it's they're already the best at what they do. It's not about giving them more of what they do. It's about looking for little minor things that we can adjust. This little thing that is going to change a certain level. I call this phase reflective mastery. Mm. You reflect how the child is doing this. Let's just say, for example, they're an athlete. And you notice, right, they're running 100 meters. They're very good at it. They're probably going to get a gold. So now we don't interrupt that because they're already good at it. What we do is we look at the little things that can impact that running and maybe like shorter steps. Or maybe because the child is, tall, maybe longer steps. Look at little things that can master that ability. So I call it reflective mastery.
I love that that term. So you're saying, you know, be careful about identifying. I suppose also don't do too much of comparison and scolding because that stunts it then.
The number one trap, Marana, the number one trap in killing off a talent is a comparison. In fact, in one of my books that I've written, Understanding Your Child's Personality Type and Learning Style, it's the one thing when a parent compares a child to another child, the self-esteem of that child gets shot and tattered up. That child actually starts losing their belief in their own ability because now you're comparing them to somebody else. So never, ever compare your child to somebody else. I always say, if you want to compare the child to the child themselves. In how? In time. Where were you last month? Where were you last year? Where were you last term? And where are you now? We compare like that. But don't ever compare the child to another person.
Junaid, shukran so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Jazakallah khair. Much appreciated. Allah bless.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Junaid Bayat. He was talking to us about developing hidden talents in children. 9 minutes to 9. Time.